the rights of a woman whose husband has passed away. We spoke of her iddah. Initially in Islam, the rights of the heirs were not predetermined by Allah. It was left up to a person to determine and to fix the shares of his heirs and his relatives. It was left up to him. Freedom of testation. He could deprive whomsoever he wanted to. He could include whomsoever he wanted to. He had full liberty to distribute his entire empire and estate as he deemed fit. So because of this, and prior to Islam in Ayyam Jahiriyyah, a woman was not given any share of inheritance in the pre-Islamic era. She was completely deprived. In fact, the wife of the deceased would form part of the estate. She would become one of the assets of the estate, and the stepson could inherit her and do with her as he pleased. That was in the pre-Islamic era. So because no share was predetermined and fixed for her, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, initially, this was the initial injunction, Allah implemented a commandment that the men, they should make a special will in favor of the wife. Allah speaks of that. وَالَّذِينَ يُتَوَفَّوْنَ مِنْكُمْ, and those men from amongst you who pass away, who die, وَيَذَرُونَ أَزْوَاجًا, and they leave behind wives. What should they do? Wasiyah. They should leave behind a will in favor of the wife. Today it is no longer required. Why? Because the wife's share has been predestined and predetermined and fixed in the Quran. So today you will not leave behind a will in favor of your wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already fixed her share and predetermined her share. But this was the initial ruling when her share was not predetermined and her share was not fixed. So Allah instructs the menfolk that in your will, you will draw up a will for your wives. Wasiyah is a will for your wives. Mata'an ila al-hawl. That she will receive benefit from your estate for one entire year. This was the initial ruling. For one entire year, she had to receive an income maintenance from the estate of the deceased husband, and she could use that for her benefit and for her necessities and her purposes right up to 1 year from the time of the death of her husband. So her iddat was 4 months, 10 days, as we explained. That iddat she had to observe, but the benefit from the estate and her income from the estate had to last for one entire year. So this had to be made by, this will had to be made in favor of the wife by the husband. غَيْرَ إِخْرَاج, Allah says, without expelling her from the home. So she will stay in the home, that will be her home for one entire year. And on top of that, she will be receiving a set fixed income from the estate of her deceased husband. فَإِنْ خَرَجْنَا, but if she leaves on her own, if she feels she doesn't want to live in that home, she doesn't want to live in that home, her 4 months, 10 days, iddah terminated. Right, now 4 months, 10 days, she can still live for the balance of the year. She has all the right to do so. But فَإِنْ خَرَجْنَا, she feels that she wants nothing from the estate any longer. She does not require anything from the estate, and she leaves it, the rest of it, to the inheritance. And she feels that she wants to move out of the house. Allah says, فَإِنْ خَرَجْنَا, and if they themselves on their own feel they want to leave, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي مَا فَعَلْنَا فِي أَنفُسِهِنَّ مِنْ مَعْرُوفٍ, then there's no sin upon you regarding what they do with themselves in a recognized manner. Meaning if she wants to go and get married now and leave the home, allow her to do so. She was fully at, she had all the right to go ahead and do so. وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ, Allah is the Almighty, the All-Wise. وَلِلْمُطَلَّقَاتِ, now Allah comes to maintenance for a divorced woman. Many today, you find many husbands, the moment divorce takes place, he no longer maintains his wife, no longer wants to maintain the children, no longer wants to spend, and he feels that now because we are divorced, or we are separated, I have no duty towards her. Allah says it is a sin, it is a crime upon him that he behaves in this manner. Allah says, وَلِلْ مُطَلَّقَاتِ, and for the divorced woman, مَتَاعٌ, مَتَاعٌ, maintenance. You should maintain the divorced woman. A man is required to maintain and look after his divorced wife during her iddah period as he looked after her and provided for her during the marriage. Understand that. With divorce, it does not stop. He has to provide for her home, provide for her clothing, provide for her medication needs, provide for her food, whatever she requires during the iddah period, her transport costs and everything that she requires, he is fully responsible for that. He cannot shirk off this responsibility. Allah says, "Walil mutallaqat," and the divorce, for the divorced woman is what? Mata'un, their maintenance bil ma'roof. Allah says, graciously. Don't you know, have this attitude that you are doing a favor. Allah says, haqqan, it is an obligation. Spending on her during the iddah period, during the separation period, is a haqq, it is an obligation. Just like salah, you consider it to be fard, this is also fard. Fasting is fard, this is also fard. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, haqqan ala al-muttaqeen, this is an obligation. It is a compulsory act that must be performed by the muttaqeen, those who have Allah conscious. Allah says, if you are Allah conscious, if you have taqwa and piety within your heart, you will not withhold that maintenance from her, and you will not stop providing for her, because it's not about fulfilling her right. But Allah says, this is a right that you owe to Allah, that you look after her. This is a haqq, this is an obligatory act upon those who have taqwa and who are aware of Allah. كَذَٰلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ. Allah now concludes with that. Allah has concluded the laws pertaining to nikah and pertaining to divorce, pertaining to iddah. Allah ends by saying, كَذَٰلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِ. This is how Allah explains His signs and His verses for you. This is how Allah has made it clear for you. And Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعَقِلُونَ. Perhaps you will understand these laws and put them into action. May Allah grant us the understanding.